Gather us here this morning.
我们感谢主早上又能够这样的召聚我们。
I believe that everyone, if you look back on the path you have traveled so far, then you must confess that all the way our Savior leads us.
我相信在座的每一位，当我们回顾我们过往的这条道路的时候，我们不得不从心里来这样承认：一路我们救主引领。
Therefore, this should give us the confidence to trust the Lord and follow Him for the rest of our life.
所以，我想这应当给我们这样的信心，能够在我们余生的年岁当中继续的来跟随他。
But sometimes.We don't behave this way.
但有的时候我们所表现出来的却不是这样。
When we look back, our heart are full of thanksgiving.
当我们回顾过往的时候，我们心中满了感恩。
But when we look forward, we're not so sure about it.
但当我们要来展望前方的时候，我们心中却好像不是这么肯定。
So that's the burden for this morning. How do we follow the Lord going forward?
所以这就是我早上的负担，我们当如何跟随主继续向前。
Let's read Numbers chapter 9 verse 15 through 18.
让我们一同来读民数记第九章十五到十八节。
Numbers chapter 9 verse 15. Now on the day that the tabernacle was erected, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, andIn the evening, it was like the appearance of fire over the tabernacle until morning. So it was continuously, the cloud would cover it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was lifted from over the tent, afterward the sons of Israel would then set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down,There the sons of Israel would camp. At the command of the Lord, the sons of Israel would set out. And at the command of the Lord, they would camp. So long as the cloud settled over the tabernacle, they remained camp.
立起帐幕的那日，有云彩遮盖帐幕，就是法柜的帐幕。从晚上到早晨，云彩在其上，形状如火。常是这样，云彩遮盖帐幕，夜间形状如火。云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。以色列人遵耶和华的吩咐起行，也遵耶和华的吩咐安营。云彩在帐幕上停住几时，他们就驻营几时。
Chapter 10 verse 1 and 2.
第十章一到二节。
The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, Make yourself two trumpets of silver, of hammer work, you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for having the camps set out.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要用银子做两只号，都要锤出来的，用以招聚会众，并叫众营起行。
This is the topic of this morning. How do we follow the cloud and the trumpets?In the way of the wilderness.
这就是我们早上的主题，就是我们如何在旷野的时候来跟随云柱和这号声。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we can gather before your table.
父，我们何等的感恩，早上我们能够聚集在您的桌前。
As we see your glory and your victories.
让我们能够来瞻仰您的荣耀和您的得胜。
We realize.We're indeed on the side of victory.
我们实在是在得胜这一边。
And therefore, we cry from our heart, Hallelujah.
所以我们从心底能够这样的来宣称哈利路亚。
We say glory to the Lord.
荣耀归于神。
We pray that this morning, the glory of the Lord will continue to lead us.
我们祷告愿早上神的荣耀能够继续的来带领我们。
As you have led your people of Israel.
就好像您这样来带领以色列人一样。
So that we know how to follow you in the way of the wilderness.
所以让我们行在旷野的之时当中之时知道如何跟随您。
If we commit this time into your hands,
所以我们要把下面的时间交托在您的手中。
You lead us even during this hour.
愿你在下面的这一个小时来引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We know God led his people in the way of the wilderness.
我们知道神在他的在旷野当中来引导他的子民。
From the day they left Egypt until they reached the plains of Moab, they passed through the wilderness.
从他们离开埃及到直到他们来到摩押的平原，他们经过了这个旷野。
Passing through the wilderness was very different from their experiences.
那经过旷野这段经历与他们过往的经历是非常的不同。
In Egypt, there were roads and streets, king's highway.And bridges.
那在埃及，他们就会有各样的道路、街道、大道和桥。
But in the wilderness, there was no road.
然而在旷野却没有路。
In the wilderness, your footprints are the only road.
在旷野的话，你自己的脚踪就是那唯一的道路。
There is no road in the wilderness.
因为在旷野是没有路的。
How can anyone get to his destination?When there was no road,
那如果没有路的话，一个人怎么能够来到他的目的地呢
？How could the sons of Israel travel to the land of Canaan when there was no road?
那当没有路的时候，以色列人如何能够来到迦南地呢
？Brothers and sisters, spiritually speaking, we also travel in the way of the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹，从属灵上来说，今天我们也行在这个旷野的路上。
There is no road in our journey.
然而，在我们的这段旅程当中却没有路。
Therefore, one of the important special lessons for us to learn is how to follow the Lord in the way of the wilderness.
所以，对我们来说，一个非常重要的属灵的功课就是要学习如何在旷野当中来跟随主。
That's why when Jesus called Simon and his brother Andrew, Jesus never told them the road they would be traveling.
所以这就是为什么当主耶稣来呼召西门和安德烈的时候，他没有告诉他们是有一条路要走。
Jesus only told them, "Follow me."
主耶稣只是跟他们说跟从我。
Jesus simply said to them, "I am your way."
主耶稣就是在跟他们讲，我就是你的道路。
My footprints are your way.
我的脚踪就是你的道路。
This is exactly our way in the wilderness.
这就是我们在旷野当中的路。
We follow the footprints of our Lord Jesus.
我们要来跟从主耶稣的脚踪。
This is why Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 6.I am the way.
这就是为什么主耶稣在约翰福音十四章第六节讲到我就是道路。
Jesus is the way.
耶稣就是道路。
Jesus is the way of the wilderness.
耶稣就是在那旷野当中的路。
In the wilderness, outside of the Lord, there is no other way.
在旷野里面除了耶稣以外没有其他的路。
But there is something else unique about the road in the wilderness.
但关乎这条道路在旷野当中你还需要其他一些东西
In the wilderness you can actually make your own road
因为在旷野里面你可以来修自己的路
As you walk you make your own road
当你走的时候你就修出了一条自己的路
On one hand there is no road in the wilderness
在一面来说在旷野当中一条路都没有
But on the other hand you can go in any direction as you wish
但在另外一面来说你可以任着自己想做的去选择任何的方向。
You can make your own road.
你可以来修自己的路。
When we can make our own road, we have unlimited number of choices to make.
那当我们来修自己的路时，我们就有无数种可能能够来选择。
Having too many roads is the same as having no road.
那有太多的路跟没有任何路其实是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the situation we live today.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们今天所生活在这个同样的光景的里面。
On one hand, there is no road.
在一面来说，好像没有任何的路。
On the other hand, everyone can make his own road.
在另外一面，每一个人都可以来修自己的路。
Just as described in the last verse of the book of Judges.
就好像在士师记当中最后一节所讲到的。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
When there was no king, there was no road.
当没有王的时候就没有路。
But then everyone can make their own roads.
那每一个人就可以任意而行。
When we choose a path that seems right to our own eyes, we make our own road.
当我们来选择自己眼中看为正的路时，我们就是在修自己的路。
Brother and sister, are we making our own road today?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否在修自己的路呢？
By choosing a way that seems right to our own eyes.
就是来行我们自己看为正的事。
Then you say, what is the problem of making my own road?
那你就要问了，我自己修自己的路有什么不对吗？
It was said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 12.
在这个箴言第十四章十二节这样讲到。
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, is the way of death.
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
You remember the 12 spies spying the land of Canaan?
你是否记得那十二个要去来窥探迦南地的探子呢？
After seeing the land and the inhabitants, the 10 spies wanted to make their own road.
当看到那地并那地当中所寄居的民时，有十个探子想要来走自己的路。
They choose a path seemed right to their own eyes.
他们所选择的是自己眼中以为正的路。
But in the end, none of them entered the land of Canaan.
然而至终他们没有一个人进入到迦南地。
They all die in the wilderness.
他们全都倒闭在旷野。
So the way that seems right in our own eyes may be the way that led to death.
所以我们眼中以为正的路也许会成为那死亡之路。
Therefore it's so important for all of us to know how to follow the Lord.
所以是非常的重要让我们知道该如何的跟随主。
Because he is the only way.
因为唯有他是道路。
So how do we do it?
所以我们当如何做呢？
How do we make the decision in our life?
我们在生活当中该怎么样来做选择呢？
We're facing a decision all the time.
我们常常面对选择。
Which school should I apply to?
我该申请哪一所学校？
What career path I should take?
我该走怎样的职业道路？
Where should I live?
我该住在哪里？
How do I serve in the body of Christ?
我在基督的身体里该如何的来侍奉？
We should learn from the sons of Israel how they pass through the wilderness.
我们应当从以色列人如何经过旷野这件事来学。
After Moses and Israelite erected the tabernacle at the foothill of the Mount Sinai, they were ready to begin their journey to Canaan.
当摩西和以色列人在西奈山脚下立起帐幕时，他们已经准备好了要经过旷野。
And at this time, the Lord revealed to them how they should move forward.
那就在这时，神启示他们，他们当如何该如何前行。
God instructed them to follow the cloud and the trumpets.
主就神就告诉他们要来跟从这云柱和号声。
The cloud and the trumpets were their way in the wilderness.
云柱和号声就是他们在旷野当中的道路。
As long as they knew how to follow the cloud, how to follow the trumpets, they knew their way.
只要他们知道如何来跟从云柱和号声，他们就知道他们的路在哪里。
That's the burden of this morning.
这就是早上我的负担。
How to follow the cloud and the trumpet in our life.
如何在我们的生活里面来跟从云柱和号声。
And we will share in three parts.
我们要从三方面来分享。
The first is the meaning of the cloud and the trumpet.
第一就是云柱和号声的意义。
Secondly, the application of the cloud and the trumpet in our life.
第二就是如何在我们生活当中来应用云柱和号声。
Thirdly, the challenges of following the cloud and the trumpet.
第三就是在跟随云柱和号声时所面临的挑战。
I think it's important for us to realize there are challenges.
我想很重要，让我们能够意识到这条路是有挑战的。
First, the meaning of the cloud and the trumpet.
第一，云柱和号声的意义。
When Israel was in the wilderness, God always manifests His presence to them in the cloud.
当以色列人在旷野当中的时候，神常常在云中向他们显现。
In Exodus chapter 16, after they crossed the Red Sea, they grumbled against Moses and Aaron for a lack of food.
在出埃及记第十六章，当他们跨过了红海之后，以色列人就向摩西和亚伦发怨言，说没有吃的。
Moses said to them, "You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord."
那摩西就向他们说，你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。
Then we look toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud.
那他们向旷野观看，耶和华的荣光在云中显现。
Again, in Exodus 24,
那又一次在出埃及记二十四章
，God called Moses to the very top of the Mount Sinai.
神就呼召摩西到西奈山山顶
，and the cloud covered it.
然后这个云彩就把山遮盖。
The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai for 6 days.
耶和华的荣耀停于西奈山，云彩遮盖山六天。
On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud.
第七天，他从云中召摩西。
So we know the Lord was in the cloud.
所以我们知道主是在云中的。
Then Moses entered the cloud and stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西就进入云中上山，在山上四十昼夜。
Within the cloud, God revealed to Moses the Ten Commandments, the Tabernacles, the Law, and the Ordinance.
那就在这山上云中，神就向摩西启示了这十诫、律法、石板、会幕。
So clearly we saw the Lord was in the cloud.
所以清晰的我们能够看到主是在云中。
Once Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, again cloud covered the tabernacle.
那当摩西立好了帐幕时，云彩又一次遮盖了会幕。
And the Bible said, the glory of the Lord filled the tent.
那圣经就告诉我们，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
For all three instances, we clearly saw the Lord, or the glory of the Lord, was in the cloud.
那透过以上的三个例子，我们能够清楚地看到主或主的荣耀是在这云彩当中。
Therefore, the cloud symbolizes the presence of the Lord.
因此，云彩所代表的就是主的同在。
Because when you see the cloud,You know, Lord is present.
因为当你看到云彩的时候，你知道主就在那里。
When you see the cloud, you can hear the voice from within the cloud.
当你看到那云的时候，从里面你就能听到主的声音。
Therefore, when we say we follow the cloud, we mean we follow the presence of the Lord.
所以当我们讲到我们要来跟随云柱的时候，说的就是我们要来跟随主的同在。
Before they departed from Mount Sinai,The Lord said to Moses on the trumpet.
那在他们从西奈山起行之前，主就晓谕了摩西关于这个银号的事。
The Lord said, make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out.
你要用银子做两只号，都要锤出来的，用以招聚会众，并叫众营起行。
The Lord gave a specific instruction how to use the trumpets.
然后主就告诉摩西如何的详细的来使用这些音号。
When both trumpets are sounded, the whole community is to assemble before Moses.
吹这号的时候，全会众要到你那里聚集在会幕门口。
If only one is sounded, the leaders are to assemble before Moses.
若单吹一支，众首领就是以色列众军中的首领都要聚集到你那里。
At the sounding if the trumpet blast is sounded.
那若吹出大号的声大声的时候
,the tribe camping on the east are to set out.
东边安的营都要起行。
At the sounding of a second blast, then the tribes camping on the south are to set out.
那二次吹出大声的时候南边安的营都要起行。
So with two trumpets, God gave them specific instruction,How to hear the trumpets.
所以那就着这两只银号，神就给他们 明确的指令该如何跟随银号。
So what is the meaning of the trumpets today?
所以今天这个号声是什么意思呢？
You remember when Apostle John in Revelation, when he was on the island of Patmos on the Lord's Day,
你记得在启示录当中，使徒约翰他就在这个拔摩的海岛上，在主日那一天。
He heard behind him a loud voice, and he described the voice like a trumpet.
他就听见自己的后面有大声，他形容那声音如吹号一般。
Also in Isaiah, when the Lord asked Isaiah to declare a message,
同样在以赛亚书当中，当主要以赛亚来宣称一个信息的时候，
The Lord asked Isaiah to shout it out loud.
他就让以赛亚要大声喊叫。
Do not hold back.
不可止息。
Raise his voice like a trumpet.
扬起声来，好像吹角或吹号。
So we know the trumpet is the voice.
所以我们知道这个号声就是声音。
Since the Lord used this trumpet to communicate to his people, so these two trumpets are the voice of the Lord.
那因为主是借着这两个号声与以色列人来交流，所以这个号声就是主的声音。
Lord used this trumpet to gather his people, to directing his people.
主就用这两个号声来招聚他的会众，并且能够来指引他们。
So the Lord, the cloud is the presence of the Lord.
所以云柱就是主的同在。
The trumpet is the voice of the Lord.
那号声就是主的声音。
So how do we find the presence of the Lord today?
那今天我们如何来寻找主的同在呢？
And that is the critical issue for us.
这对我们来说是非常重要的问题。
It was clear from the word that we should follow the cloud.
就着圣经来说非常清晰的，我们应当跟随神。
We should follow the trumpets.
我们也当跟随号声。
But then we need to bring it to daily life now.
但我们现在要把它带到我们日常的生活里面。
So what is the presence of the Lord today?
所以今天主的同在是什么呢？
And Jesus used the entire chapter of John 14 to explain to us.
那主就用整个约翰福音第十四章来向我们解释这件事。
I knew some of you are reading the book of John.
我想在座的有一些弟兄姐妹正在读约翰福音。
Then you will know what the Lord has revealed to his disciples.
那你就知道主在那里向他的门徒所启示的是什么。
In John chapter 14, Jesus explained to his disciples how we can abide in the presence of the Lord.
在约翰福音第十四章，主就向他的门徒来启示我们当如何住在他的同在里面。
In the Peter's message on the day of Pentecost, he says such.
那彼得在五旬节那一天，他所讲的信息当中如此说。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, Jesus has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Today the Holy Spirit abides in us.
今天圣灵住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son make their home in us.
借着圣灵，父与子要与我们同住。
This is written in John chapter 14, verse 23.
这写在约翰福音十四章二十三节。
Through the Holy Spirit, God and the Son make their home in us.
借着圣灵，父和子在我们里面同住。
So today, the cloud is not without. The cloud is within.
所以今天这个云柱不在外边，而在里边。
In the Old Testament, the Lord is in the cloud.
在旧约当中，主是在云柱里边。
But today, that cloud is the Holy Spirit.
但今天这个云柱，圣灵就是这云柱。
The God and Father are still in the cloud.
父神仍在云柱当中。
But the cloud is within us now.
但今天这个云柱在我们里面。
Brother and sister, today, the way to follow the Lord is to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天来跟随云柱，就是要来跟随圣灵。
We find the presence of the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是在圣灵里面来找到神的同在。
We don't need to go around and look for the cloud.
我们不需要四处游荡来寻找云柱。
We know where the cloud is.
因为我们知道云柱在哪里。
The cloud is within us.
云柱就在我们里面。
Do not look around.
不要向四处仰望。
Look within.
要看看里面。
Whenever we don't know which way to go.Look within.
当我们不知道该往哪里去的时候，让我们能够看一看里面。
That's where the cloud is.
因为云柱就在那里。
What about the trumpets?
那号声呢？
Jesus also said in John 16 verse 13.
主耶稣在约翰福音16章13节也这样讲。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So we know the Holy Spirit can speak.
所以我们知道圣灵是可以说话的。
But we also know that Holy Spirit.Will not speak on his own.
我们也知道圣灵不是凭自己说的。
He speaks only what the Lord Jesus says.
乃是把他所听见的主耶稣所说的都说出来。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is the voice of the Lord.
因此圣灵就是主的声音。
The Holy Spirit is the trumpet.
所以圣灵就是那号声。
The trumpet is also the Holy Spirit.
那号声也就是圣灵。
There's a cloud and there are the trumpets.
所以有这个云柱也有号声。
But they point to us, the Holy Spirit.
但他们都把我们指向圣灵。
You want to find the presence of the Lord is in the Holy Spirit.
如果你想要来找到主的同在的话，他就在圣灵的里面。
You want to hear the voice of the Lord is in the Holy Spirit.
如果你想要来听主的声音的话，也在圣灵的里面。
Therefore,Today, the way we follow the cloud and we follow the trumpet is to follow the Holy Spirit.
因此今天我们要来跟随云柱和号声，就是要来跟随圣灵。
Now let's come to the second part. How do we apply this?
那现在我们要来进入第二部分，我们如何应用这些呢？
We must first pay attention to the location in Exodus, the pillar of cloud.
那首先我们要来注意在出埃及记当中所讲到的这个云柱的位置。
God commanded Moses and Aaron on how to lay out the camp and organize the tribes around the tabernacle.
那神就吩咐了摩西和亚伦如何的来立这个帐幕，并且在其中的周围来安营。
In the center of the camp is the tabernacle.
那在营的正中心就是这个帐幕。
And the tribe of Levites camps around the tabernacle.
利未人就围着会幕来安营。
The rest of the tribes.Are grouped into four groups.
那其余的这众支派就分成了四组。
Three tribes each group.
每一组有三个阵营。
Camping toward the east, south, west, and north.
那他们就围着这个帐幕的东南西北四个方向来安营。
As you look at the entire design, entire community of the sons of Israel, then you see the tabernacle was at the center.
所以当你来看整个以色列人他们的这个阵营的时候，那这个会幕就在正中心。
No matter where you live in the camp, no matter which tribe you belong to,
无论你是在营当中的何处，无论你是属于哪一个支派，
If you turn your eyes toward the center of the camp, you will see the cloud.
只要你把眼睛转向这个营的中心的话，你就能看到那云柱。
It's always there.
它总是在那里。
So brothers and sisters, what does this tell us?
So 弟兄姐妹，这告诉我们什么呢？
If Christ is at the center of our life, we can always find the cloud.
如果主耶稣在我们生活当中的中心，我们总能够来找到云柱。
You look at the story of David.
如果你看一看大卫的故事。
David seems to be able to find the cloud in all situations.
好像大卫在任何的环境当中总能够找到云柱。
He can find a cloud in the pasture land. Then he find the cloud in a cave. He find the cloud even in the battlefield. He find the cloud when he was in the palace.
无论他是在草场当中，他是在山洞里面，他是在战场之上，还是在宫殿的里面，好像他总能够找到云柱。
How could David always find the cloud?
那大卫是如何能够总是找到云柱呢？
Because the Lord was at the center of his life.
因为主就在他生活的中心。
And Prophet Daniel could find the cloud when he was in the lion's den.
那先知但以理即便在狮子坑当中也能找到主的同在。
Apostle Paul found himself in the cloud when he was in the prison.
那使徒保罗当他在监牢当中的时候也发现自己好似在云中。
As long as Christ is at the center of our life, we will have no problem finding the cloud.
只要耶稣在我们生活的中心，我们就没有任何问题去找到那云柱。
This therefore we must, this something we must understand and pay attention to.
所以这是我们需要来理解并且要来注意的一件事。
Is Christ at the center of my life?
耶稣是否在我生活的中心呢？
If it is, then I can find the cloud.
如果是的话，我能找到云柱。
How does the Holy Spirit?Lead us today.
那圣灵今天如何来引领我们呢？
In John chapter 14, Jesus began to speak to his disciples on his departure and the coming of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音十四章开始，主就跟门徒们讲起他要离开，并且和那应许的赐下的圣灵。
And Jesus said to them, "All this I have spoken while still with you."
主就对他们说，我还与你们同住的时候已经将这些话对你们说了。
But the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things and will remind you of everything I said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
This is how Holy Spirit leads us today.
这就是今天圣灵如何的来引领我们。
He reminds usOf the word of the Lord Jesus.
他提醒我们主向我们所说的话。
If we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, we find the way.
当我们能够来顺从圣灵的带领的时候，我们就能找到那条道路。
Let me use a very trivial example to illustrate this.
请让我用一个非常简单的例子来解释这件事。
It is so trivial and I'm a little bit, reserved to share such a simple thing.
那因为这个事情实在是太平常了，所以我甚至都有点犹豫要不要分享。
But it is so small and common, it actually happens every day in our life.
但这件事情是如此的平常，它在我们生活当中每一天都可以发生。
Last week, the water pipe coming into our house had a leak.
那上一个星期的时候，这个进我们屋子的这个水管就有一个漏水。
So we hired a plumber to fix the leaks.
所以我们就请了一个水管工过来解决这个漏水的问题。
The plumber said that, fix the pipe is okay, it's doable.
那水管工告诉我们，就是我可以帮你来修这个水管漏水。
But the damage was caused by the tree roots.
但是之所以会有这个漏水的情况，是因为这个树根毁坏了这个水管。
So we need to find another person to cut the roots.
所以我们应该再找一个人来把这个树根砍掉。
Otherwise, it will damage the pipe again.
不然的话，这个树根会继续的来毁坏这个水管。
But a plumber cannot cut tree roots.
但是呢，这个水管工是没办法来砍这个树根的。
So we need to make another appointment to have another person come in to cut the roots.
所以那我们就要再来约另外一个人过来帮助我们砍树根。
And Joy asked me when can we do it. I gave her a proper time.
那当我的妻子问我什么时候我们能够来做这件事情的时候，我就告诉她一个时间。
We made appointment for the contract to come.
所以我们就约了一个时间，让这个人来帮我们砍树根。
But I made a terrible mistake by miscalculating the time zone differences.
但我却犯了一个大错，因为我把这个不同地区之间的时差算错了。
Because I need to speak to saints in Germany that day.
因为在那一天的时候，我刚好要向在德国的这些圣徒们讲信息。
Because the time differences, I miscalculated.
那因为这两地的时差，我就算错了。
I don't know how it happened because I did this kind of calculation for decades.
那我不知道我为什么会犯这样的错，因为其实我几十年一直都在这样算。
When I discovered that, I said, we have to change.
那当我发现的时候，我就说我们需要来改变一下。
But Joy was not very pleased.
但我的妻子就不太高兴。
Because I gave her the time.
因为是我把这个时间告诉她的。
It was not very easy to make appointment for someone to come in.
那并且呢，要约一个人来砍树根是不太容易的。
So she suggests, why don't you just put your earphone?
那他说你为什么就戴上你的耳机就好了
Maybe the noise will not come through when you have the earphones
那可能如果你戴上耳机的话这些噪音就不会进来了
So I was considering what to do
我就在那里思想该怎么做
And the voice come to me now
那现在这个声音就领导我了
From the scripture we just studied in Galatians
就是从我们刚刚读过的这个哥罗西书当中
We're reading Galatians in the elderly meeting, right?
那我们在年长的聚会当中正在读哥罗西书
Then the word from Galatians said He is also head of the body, the church And he is the beginning The firstborn from the dead So that he himself will come to have first place in everything
圣经就这样告诉我们他也是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位
Oh, the Lord of the voice of the Lord was very clear
那主的声音是非常清晰的
You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's so clear
当圣灵来说话的时候是这样的清晰
He has first place in everything
他在凡事上居首位
including cutting the roots
那也包括怎么什么时候来砍树根这件事
Therefore, I said to Joy, I said, I miscalculated.
那所以我就跟我妻子解释，首先我就说对不起，我算错了。
So it was my fault.
是我的不对。
But can we make another arrangement so we can take care of the roots?
我们是否能改变一下这个预约的时间，再去砍这个树根
？I said, serving the Lord should have the higher priority than cutting the roots.
我就说这个服侍主应该比服侍主应该比砍树根有更高的位置
and that's what she did
那我的妻子就这样做了
it is trivial examples
这是一个非常普通的例子
but it happened every day in our lives
但是在我们每一天的生活里面都会发生
in our lives there are many times things will have conflict
很多时候在我们生活当中事情会相互冲突
but when we have the conflict who has the priority
当冲突发生的时候谁是那居首位的呢
Who has the priority in our lives?
谁在我们的生活当中居首位呢
Of course we know who has the priority.
当然我们知道。
We all have the right answer. Who has the priority?
我们对于这个问题都有一个正确的答案。
But things happen when you have to make a decision. Do you hear the word of the Lord?
但当事情发生当你要做决定的时候你是否听到了主的声音呢
Is our decision reflect the voice of the Holy Spirit?
我们所做的决定是否能够反映出圣灵的声音呢
Brothers and sisters, this is simple.
弟兄姐妹这是很简单的
This is trivial.
这是非常微小的
The voice of the Holy Spirit is speaking to us all the time.
圣灵总是在向我们说话
In every conflict,Holy Spirit will have the voice.
在每一次所遇到的冲突当中，圣灵的声音都在那里。
Before every choice, the voice of the Holy Spirit is there.
在任何一个选择之前，圣灵的声音也都在那里。
It is a matter of whether we submit to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
这关乎的是我们是否能够来顺从圣灵的声音。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know how to hear the trumpets.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当学习如何来跟随这个号声。
What does it mean when the trumpet sounds twice?
当号声吹响两次的时候是什么意思呢
？What does it mean when there's only one trumpet?
那如果只单吹一支是什么意思呢
？What does it mean when the both trumpets are sounded?
当两支齐吹的时候是什么意思呢
？This is why we came together to study the words.
这就是为什么我们一同来读圣经。
We want to understand the meaning of the trumpet.
是因为我们想要来明白这号声的意思。
So when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we know what he was saying.
所以当圣灵向我们说话的时候，我们知道他所说的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, this is not complicated.
弟兄姐妹，这并不复杂。
Following the Holy Spirit is not complicated.
跟随圣灵并不复杂。
The difficulty is when we refuse to hear for so many times.
那难处在于当我们多次拒绝的时候。
And the volume of the voice getting lower and lower.
好像这个声音就越来越小。
So let's move on to the third part, the challenges of following the cloud and the trumpet.
那下面让我们进入第三部分，就是跟随云柱和号声的挑战。
The first challenge is, sometimes the cloud stay over the tabernacle for too long.
第一个就是有的时候这个云柱停在这个帐幕上太久了。
The cloud remain over the tabernacle for a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord and did not set out.
那当云彩在帐幕上停留许多日子的时候，以色列人就守耶和华所吩咐的不起行。
It becomes a real test when the cloud doesn't move.
当这个云柱不动的时候，对他们来说就实在成为一个挑战。
If we follow the cloud, then we stay put.
因为如果我们要来跟随他的话，我们就要持续在那里安营。
If you want to move to somewhere,
如果你想要去到别的地方
，you need to ask yourself.Has the cloud moved?
你要问一问自己，云柱动没动
？Have you heard the trumpet?
你听到了号声没有
？Many times in my life, there are things that could cause me to move.
那在我一生当中，很多时候有一些事情可能会让我去改变，会。
I did not move.
然而我却没有去改变。
Because the cloud never moved.
因为这个云柱没有动。
If the cloud does not move, I cannot move.
因为云柱若没有动的话，我就没法动。
But when the trumpet are sounded, then I move immediately.
但当这号声响起的时候，我立刻就动了。
Moving forward without the cloud or the trumpet is actually very dangerous.
若没有云柱的起行或没有号声吹响的时候，我们自己就动，其实是非常危险的。
And Samuel, prophet Samuel, asked King Saul to wait for him for 7 days.
那这个撒母耳，先知撒母耳就让大卫扫罗王在那里等候他7日。
And Saul wait almost 7 days.
那扫罗等候就差一点就到7天。
Maybe 6 days, 23 hours, 55 minutes.
甚至可能是6天23个小时58分。
But he couldn't wait anymore.
但是他却没有办法继续等下去了。
Then he offered up the burnt offering.
那他就自己献上了燔祭。
Then Samuel came.
然后撒母耳就来了。
For this reason, God appointed David, the ruler of his people, to replace Saul.
那因着这个，神就定了大卫做以色列的王，来代替扫罗。
Because if you cannot follow the cloud, if you cannot follow the trumpet, you cannot be the king of Israel.
因为如果你没有办法跟随云柱，没有办法跟随号声的话，你就没有办法做以色列的王。
So, brothers and sisters, we should not move unless the cloud is lifted.
所以，弟兄姐妹，如果云彩没有收上去的话，我们不应当起行。
We should not move without hearing the trumpet.
若没有听到号声的话，我们也不当起行。
The second challenge.
第二个挑战。
Sometimes the cloud stay.Over the tabernacle for too short.
有的时候呢，云彩可能停在帐幕上太短时间了。
Sometimes the clouds stay only from evening until morning.
有时从晚上到早晨，这云彩在帐幕上。
So they have to encamp in the evening and set out in the morning.
所以呢，他们就在晚上的时候要安营，早上的时候呢就要拔营。
For 2 million people, it is very inconvenient.
这个对200万人来说是非常的不方便的。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, it is inconvenient to move 2 million people.
弟兄姐妹，实在来说，要让200万人来启动的话是非常不方便的。
But if we focus on our own inconvenience, we'll never be able to follow the cloud.
但如果我们只关注自己的方便的话，我们没有办法来跟随云柱。
Jesus said a story in the New Testament.A certain man was preparing a great banquet.
那在主耶稣在新约当中就讲了这么一个故事，有一人摆设大宴席
，and invite many guests.
并请了许多的客。
At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited.
那到了坐席的时候呢，他就打发仆人对所请的人说
，Come, for everything is prepared.
请来吧，样样都齐备了。
But they all alike began to make excuses.
但他们众人却异口同音的推辞。
The first said, I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it.
那头一个就说，我买了一块地，必须去看看。
Please excuse me.
请你准我辞了。
Another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.
又有一个说，我买了5对牛要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
Still another said, I just got married, so I cannot come.
又有一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
Why did they make excuses not to attend the banquet?
为什么他们找借口不去参加这个宴席呢？
Because it was not very convenient for them.
因为对他们来说这是并不方便。
Brother and sister, how many times we make excuses before our Lord?
弟兄姐妹，有多少次我们在主的面前找借口？
Because it was not convenient for me.
是因为对我们来说那不方便。
When the trumpet is sounded, we must be ready to follow, whether it is convenient or not convenient.
当号声吹响的时候，我们就应当跟随，无论对我们是否是方便。
Brothers and sisters, that's the way we follow the cloud.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所跟随云柱的方法。
The third challenge.
第三。
This may be the biggest challenge.
这可能是最大的挑战。
The cloud sometimes lifted in the evening.
因为有的时候云柱会在夜间从帐幕上提起来。
In the night.
是在夜间。
Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out.
无论昼夜云彩亭在帐幕上收上去的时候，他们就起行。
Departing at night may be the most difficult.
也许在夜间起行是最难的事。
No, they have children too.
那他们也有孩子。
You know, just ask those who have young children.
问问这些有年轻孩子的人。
Departing at day is difficult enough.
白天起行就已经够难了。
And how can you get that many children up in the evening, in the night, and set out?
那如何你能够在晚上在夜间带着这些孩子们起行呢？
Brother and sister, what happened if the cloud is lifted during the night?
弟兄姐妹，如果在夜间这个云彩收上去了，怎么办
呢？ It's most inconvenient time.
这是最不方便的时间。
However, it may be the most rewarding trip.
然而，这可能却是那最蒙奖赏的旅行。
Remember, they left Egypt on the Passover night.
记得吗？他们是在逾越节那天的晚上从埃及离开的。
On the night of Passover,
是在逾越节那天的晚上。
Not a single Israelite complained about having to depart in the night of the Passover.
没有一个以色列人在逾越节那天的晚上就着晚上要离开这件事情发怨言。
They waited for decades for that day.
他们等候了数十年，就为着这一晚。
They left Egypt with joy in their heart.
他们离开埃及的时候，心中满了喜乐。
Why were they delighted to depart in such an inconvenient time?
为什么他们在这样不方便的时候离开，心中还会这么多的欢喜呢？
Because they knew they were on a journey from the darkness into the kingdom.
因为他们知道自己是在一条从黑暗的城市通往神的国的路上。
They were on a journey from death to life.
那是一条从死亡通向生命的道路。
Brother and sister, we should never hesitate to take a step of faith because it is difficult.
弟兄姐妹，我们不应当因着困难而犹豫迈出信心的脚步。
The Passover night was their time to leave.
逾越节的晚上就是他们要起行的时候。
They must leave no matter how difficult it is.
所以他们就当起行，无论对他们来说有多么的困难。
When the trumpet move, when the cloud move or the trumpet are sounded, let us not hesitate.
当云彩收上去的时候，当号声吹响的时候，让我们不要犹豫。
Nor make any excuse.
也让我们不要找任何的借口。
In conclusion, we must follow the Lord. By following the cloud and the trumpet.
那总结来说，就是我们应当跟随主，好如我们跟随云柱和号声一样。
The cloud and the trumpets both symbolize the Holy Spirit.
那云柱和号声都代表着圣灵。
When the cloud moves, the trumpet are sounded. We follow the cloud and the trumpets.
当云柱收上去，当号声吹响的时候，我们应当跟随云柱并号声。
Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, we set out. Wherever this cloud settled, we encamped.
每当云彩收上去的时候，我们起行；每当云彩停住的时候，我们就安营。
We stay in place as long as the cloud stays in place.
那只要云彩在那里停住，我们就在那里安营。
Whether for 2 days or a month or a year.
无论是两天是一月还是一年。
When the cloud moves, we should not hesitate.
当云彩动的时候，我们不当有任何的犹豫。
No matter how inconvenient it is.
无论对我们来说这是有多么的不方便。
The most inconvenient departure may be the most rewarding trip.
因为那最不方便的旅行也许可能是最蒙奖赏的旅行。
As Israelites followed the cloud, did they know what was ahead of them?
当以色列人跟随云柱的时候，他们是否知道他们前面是什么呢？
No, they don't.
他们并不知道。
They do not even know where their next stop was.
他们甚至不知道自己的下一站在何处。
But how could they go without knowing where are they going?
但那他们是如何能够不知道自己该往去何处就这样起行呢？
That's exactly what they did. They go without knowing where are they going.
这就是他们所做的。他们起行的时候并不知道自己要去往何处。
This is called walking by faith.
这就是那走信心的路。
It is by faith Abraham, when was called to go to a place he would later receive as his promise.
那亚伯拉罕就是因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。
When he went, even though he did not know where he was going.
然而呢，他出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
If we follow the cloud, we will move even though we do not know where we are going.
那当我们来跟随云柱的时候，我们就能够起行，即使那时我们还不知道要往哪里去。
So, as a person who follows the cloud, it is okay not knowing what will happen next.
所以作为一个跟随云柱的人，不知道下面会发生什么是没有问题的。
None of us know what will happen in June.
我们没有一个人知道六月份会发生什么。
Now, we're at the end of April, but none of us will know what will happen in June this year.
那我们现在是在四月末，但没有一个人知道六月份会发生什么。
And no one knows what will happen beyond June 2022.
也没有人知道2020年六月份以后会发生什么。
But we still need to make a decision now.
但我们现在也要做一个决定。
But you say, well, I don't know what will happen in June. I cannot make a decision now.
但你可能说，我不知道六月份会发生什么，我现在没有办法做决定。
That's not how you follow the cloud works.
但这不是你跟随云柱的方法。
If you follow the clouds, then you should turn toward the center of the camp first to find the cloud.
那如果你要跟随云柱的话，首先你要转向这个营的正中心去找到那云柱。
Then you need to know to see if cloud is lifted.
然后你要来看云柱是否被收起来。
Or whether the trumpets are sounded.
或者是否有号声吹响。
If cloud is lifted or the trumpets are sounded, it doesn't matter whether I know what will happen in June or not.
那如果云彩收上去，如果号声吹响，那无论我是否知道六月份会怎样。
Our decision should not be based whether I know what will happen in June.
我们所做的决定不应当取决于我是否知道六月会发生什么。
And I follow my decision.Then I follow my own.
然后我再来跟随自己的决定。
That is my own road.
那是我自己的路。
We all like to make our own road.
我们都喜欢修自己的路。
But that's not the way you follow the cloud.
但这不是你跟随云柱的方法。
We ask the brothers and sisters seek the Lord.
我们请求弟兄姐妹来寻求神。
To come within yourself.
能够来到你的里边
to seek the Lord on this.
能够在这件事情上来寻求神。
To see if the Lord show you whether the cloud is lifted.
让主启示你是否这个云彩已经被收了上去。
Whether you can hear the trumpet.
或者你是否能听到那号声。
If you hear the trumpet, you see the cloud is lifted, then you move.
如果你听到了号声，如果你看到云彩已经收上去，那你就起行。
If you didn't hear the trumpet, if you see the cloud is not lifted, then you stay.
如果你没有听到号声，如果你没有看到云彩收上去，那就请你安
逸。This is how we should follow the Lord, follow the trumpet.
这是我们当如何跟随号声、跟随云柱的方法。
Although we do not know the path ahead of us,
虽然我们不知道前方的路是怎样
，but as we look back, we see that our path.Drip with fatness.
但当我们回望过往的时候，却看到我们的路径都滴下脂油。
When Israel came to the Red Sea, they saw no road in front of them.
当以色列人来到红海面前的时候，他们在前面看不到任何的路。
But after they crossed the Red Sea,
但当他们穿过了红海的时候
，and they look back on their path,
当他们回看自己所走过的路的时候
，they sang a song to the Lord.
他们向主来唱了一首赞歌。
The Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation.
耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
When they saw the path they traveled, they gave thanks to the Lord.
当他们看到自己所走过的路，他们把感谢就来献给神。
But if Moses did not stretch his hand over the sea,
但若摩西没有向着红海伸手的话
，If Moses hesitate and not stretch His arm.
如果摩西犹豫没有能够扬起他的手的话
，They will miss the opportunity to see the way in the sea.
那他们就错失了这样的机会，能够看到那在海中所隐藏的道路。
It is okay. We do not see a way in front of us.
如果我们看不到眼前的路，这是没有问题的。
Because it is time for us to take a step of faith.
因为这是时候我们要来走一下迈出信心的脚步
if we do not take a step of faith we will not be able to see that God opened the way for us
如果我们不能迈出那信心的脚步的话我们就不能够看到是神要为我们开路
May all of us really come to the Lord
愿我们每一个人都能够真实的来到主的面前
and ask the Lord to show you whether the cloud is lifted
来求神启示你是否那云彩已被收上去。
May the Lord encourage all of us to follow the Lord this way.
愿主鼓励我们每一个人能够这样的来跟随他。
Lord is merciful to us.
神向着我们是蛮有怜悯的。
And he has patience.
他也有忍耐。
He's waited for us for many, many years.
他在那里有多年一直这样等候我们。
He wait for us to learn how to follow the cloud.
他在等候我们学习如何来跟随云柱。
How to follow the trumpets.
好，如何来跟随号声。
May we quickly learn to follow him.
让我们快快地学习如何的来跟随他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come together, we can share your words.
父，我们感谢你，我们能够相聚在一起，能够来分享你的话语。
May the picture of the sons of Israel following you in the way of wilderness encourage us today.
愿以色列人在旷野跟随您的画面，今天能够来鼓励我们。
We do not know about the future, just like Israel did not know their futures.
正如以色列人不知道他们的未来一样，我们今天也不知我们未来在何处。
We thank the Lord you provide the cloud and the trumpet for them.
我们感谢你为着以色列人提供了云柱和号声。
We thank you for providing the cloud and the trumpet to us today.
我们也感谢你今天同样为我们也提供了云柱和号声。
We pray that you will hear, you will encourage us this morning.
我们祷告愿你早上再来鼓励我们。
And speak to us in our spirit.
愿在灵里向我们说话。
So all of us can hear you, can see the cloud.
好像我们每一个人都能听到你的声音，也能够看到那云柱。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。Amen.